Hello.
Hello, thank you for calling in to customer service. My name is Dee. Can you provide me with your zip code so I can pull up your account, please?
53713.
Give me that zip code once more, please.
53713.
Great.
Are you going off my phone number?
What do you mean?
Were you able to pull up my account with this phone number? I have two phones.
That's what I'm trying to pull. No, we have to go by your zip code. What's your first and last name?
Okay. Terry Hoban, Hoban.
Hoban. Terrie. Okay. Thank you so much for your patience, Terry. Verify your address for me, please.
2001 Trafley Drive, apartment 243, Fitchburg, Wisconsin.
Right. Thank you so much for that information. Looking over the account, I see that there was an order placed. Looks as if you were doing business with the company Keto Ascend. On the 3rd of March, you placed an order. You placed an order for the Keto Ascend and the Ascend's cleanse. You paid $14.15 on a 14-day trial. This company allows you to actually try out their products before you actually purchase it. So on the 15th day is when they charge you the retail value of it.
I just got out of a 2-week hospital stay, so I had surgery. So I just got home yesterday and found, well, in my mailbox that was quite full. It was in there. So I didn't even realize it came. Yes, I did order it. I didn't realize it came. Like I said, I'd been in the hospital, just got out yesterday. I don't want it. It's not what I wanted. How do I go about sending it back and canceling this? I opened the manila envelope, the manila packaging. And I read it, and it's totally false information. It's not what it was supposed to be.
Okay, so it's outside of the guidelines because you were actually charged for the retail value of it. So they're not going to let us tamper with the charges. What
Well,
I
I
can
want to
do.
cancel after this. I don't want this shit anymore. I hate the false advertising. I was rather upset when I opened it today.
What did you feel is it was what made it false
It was
advertising?
supposed to be that one where you take one at 9 o'clock at night or at night. This isn't it. It's take two pills. Well, it's not what I wanted.
So
It
is it
was
a
supposed to be the
possibility
take one at night.
that you just got the wrong product?
I don't know. I don't know, to be honest with you. I just know that this is not it was if this is what it was, then it was false advertising. Because all the way through that I read, and reading what's on it, people who have tried it, yada yada. It's all the one pill or the one cup at night or whatever it is, you know, that was seen on Shark Tank and yada yada. Well, this isn't it. Okay. So it was false advertising. They were going off of that product instead of the product they actually sold me.
All right, so what I can do is give me a moment. I'll speak with the supervisor and see what all will that company allow us to do. I know it's against the safety and regulations for us to try to do anything with returns. So the company has definitely banned returns, period. Once it leaves the warehouse, it's no longer able to go back. But like I said, I'm going to speak with my supervisor, see if there's anything that can be done on your account. What I'll do is explain that you didn't understand the terms and conditions. Give me
No, I understood.
See.
It's just that they either sent me the wrong stuff or it was false advertising. One of the two. So I understood the conditions. But whatever. You know, I just don't want to get any more. I don't want to be charged for any more. If I can't get a refund, it's whatever. I just don't want to get it anymore.
Okay. Well, I'll go ahead and cancel the account for you so that you won't receive any other charges nor product. You'll receive that cancellation within 24 to 48 hours.
All right.
All right. Was there anything else I can help you with tonight?
Nope, that should be it. Thanks.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling customer service.